Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. James Jensen, the founder and CEO of Jump and the co-founder of The Void. Both are location-based entertainment companies. And Mr. Jensen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. And our pleasure to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Jump. So for starters, get into what exactly is Jump and what is it that you do? Let's start there.
Jump is a one-to-one virtual reality experience that's similar to The Void, but it's for wingsuit and base jumping. So if anybody's ever watched those guys that are crazy and proximity fly against cliffs and jump out of things, that's what we're doing. But in virtual reality, in complete safety.
And you got to love that for sure. Now, tell us, what stage is the company in right now?
So we actually just got our seed round a year ago, and we've been putting that toward building a prototype that is a little bit further along than what virtual reality is typically framed as. It was mostly just visuals and audio. What we were doing with The Void was adding physical effects and stuff like that towards it. And I actually almost call that hyper reality now. Because it does feel a lot different. It feels more realistic. And so we built a prototype that actually allows you to step up to the edge without really seeing how it's done. You step up to the edge and you jump off. You basically, it's effectively like me blindfolding you and having you trust fall. You jump off and you fly and you are able to actually pull your parachute and land. Just like you are in reality. So it's really one-to-one. The prototype we've been working on for a year is done now, and we're doing demos, and we're hosting people for strategic partnerships and locations for 2021 to hopefully open our first locations and start helping people live out their dreams of flight.
And that is awesome right there. Good stuff. Now, tell us, I'd be curious what your thought is on this. What's the difference between virtual reality and hyper reality?
Oh, thank you so much. It's actually a very big difference to me. I came to that conclusion because I had several people when I built The Void with my team, and we'd have people go through the experience. They came out the other side and they said, wow, that wasn't even virtual reality. I don't know what that was. And they would sit down and they would like contemplate for a while. Like, and so it got me thinking, like, oh, if that's not virtual reality, what is it? And the difference is when you add physical effects that your body expects, you kind of cross this line where your body is telling your mind that what it's seeing is real. And so my theory is, and the hypothesis is, once you provide enough evidence for your body and your mind to accept the reality, then it actually stores the experience like a memory, like it does any other memory. Like if you went to Hawaii or you went on a vacation or something with your family, you store that memory that way, which is completely different than storing a memory of a movie or something that's not actually happening to you. I've noticed that it takes those other physical effects that your body expects in order to be able to kind of cross that line and go into a place where you're storing a memory, not just having an experience that's a one-off and you don't remember it.
And a great explanation on the differences between a virtual reality and hyper reality. Today we're joined by Mr. James Jensen. He is the founder and CEO of Jump and the co-founder of The Void. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what are the benefits derived from Jump beyond just the entertainment aspect?
So that's, I think, the really exciting piece that we're trying to do with Jump is, hopefully shift the industry a little bit. Once people experience what Jump is, I think the industry is kind of put virtual reality in this entertainment and video game box, and it's only video game nerds that actually buy this equipment and want to use it, and it's about shooting zombies, and I feel like they put it in the wrong box. And with my research and a couple of the people that are around me that have been doing research in neuroscience and can see the effects of having real experiences like this and how they could change a person's life. I think that's a real opportunity, and I hope with the jump experience, we're able to hopefully shift that thinking a little bit over towards, hey, this isn't really for entertainment or video games. This is for something much bigger. This is for having, you know, experiences that could potentially, you know, shift a person's perception on their reality, their life, their walking life, and potentially maybe one day, you know, really solve some big problems. If you think about what's created you today and what creates anybody at the day, the moment that they wake up in the morning, it's the experiences that that have created who they are over their life, whether they're good or bad. And being able to curate experiences intentionally to amplify that, I think, is an amazing opportunity that we have. We've noticed inside of hyper-reality simulations that it's a place where just by the mere fact of being in hyper-reality, it almost forces the individual to be in a present state, or some people call it flow state or something like that. People practice meditation or other techniques to actually get into this state of awareness, and that's really what I found is happening in hyper-reality. Is you have at a minimal level, you have a person's 100% attention. And so why would we use that just for entertainment? Education, healthcare, you know, training, all kinds of things could be relevant in a system like that.
Yeah, thanks for your input and thoughts there. That's quite an awesome vision right there. I'd be curious also, when do you expect the first jump location to be available to the public?
I can only say 2021 right now, just because we are being pretty selective on when that first location will be and where it will be. And but I can tell you that we are far enough along that we are working on commercializing the prototype to have a location-based experience. Our locations are probably, you know, in the environment of pandemics and everyone having a sensitivity to that. The nice thing about the jump is, inside of jump, it's actually a shared experience. So you could do multiple people at the same time. But everyone's in their own room, basically, and then we merge your virtual experience together. So nobody's even standing next to each other. Nobody's even in the same room with each other, but in the virtual world, we're merging together. So having our first experience next year, it'll be at least a minimum of two people at a time. And I'm not sure exactly, we don't have a specific date when we're going to launch that, but it should be pretty amazing once we do.
I believe so. It will be amazing, and love to have you back on a follow-up to tell us what's going on and give us the latest after you do launch Jump. Now, tell us, a lot of entrepreneurs tuning in today, what's some advice you'd have for other entrepreneurs hoping to start or launch their companies?
Yeah, on that, I think one of the things that I've stuck to throughout my whole life, you know, starting as an entrepreneur very early on, was some advice that my dad told me when I was younger, when I'd first made like a few dollars. Yeah, I made $50 with, you know, painting T-shirts for a movie theater when I was younger. And he said, and I took that to him, and I had to finish up the shirts, and he said, you know, James, your reputation will be worth way more to you than any amount of money you'll ever make in your life. So make sure that you treat the people that you're working with good, and that you always do your best work. And you know, relationships and, you know, maintaining a great relationship and reputation with the people that are around you that can help you build amazing things is extremely important. I mean, if you're trying to go out in this in the market and you're this solo guy trying to conquer something, I think you have to be awakened a little bit to understand that it takes a team of people to bring something into reality.
Well, Mr. Jensen, really appreciate your visit and those concluding remarks and advice. I'm sure the listeners also appreciate it as well. Where can people go who are interested in taking the jump? Where's the best place to go online to get further details?
So you can find us at limitlessflight.com. That is our website. Again, limitlessflight.com. And you can follow us on all the social media platforms. We are releasing updates every week on the progress of what the jump will be, and then our locations and partnerships. So please follow us and check us out. And I hope that everyone can come see it and experience it in 2021 and have a hopefully a life-changing experience. We'll see. I don't know. I've been dreaming about flying for 45 years in my life right now, so I'm pretty excited to experience it myself.
And totally understand that. Again, folks, for more information and to get the latest, visit limitlessflight.com. Mr. Jensen, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much. You have a great day.
And you too. We've been speaking with Mr. James Jensen, the founder and CEO of Jump and the co-founder of The Void. And for all the details, visit limitlessflight.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.